SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb.
It's 4 minutes past six. Good evening. Welcome to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. My name is Siki Mgabadeli. We're looking at some signs, or some more signs, rather, on the health of consumers and of our economy. Firstly, consumer credit health continued to improve in the first quarter of this year. That's according to an index released by TransUnion. They are a credit and information management group. Then we're going to look at the FNB BR Consumer Confidence Survey, which saw a notable decline during the first quarter, slumping to minus 4 index points during the first quarter of this year. Grant Thornton's 2015 Macroeconomic and Local Business Perceptions survey reveals that optimism in South Africa is at its lowest. So a bit of a mixed picture on that front. So we're going to have a look at all of those. In our SME feature, Dumisang speaks to Mukhau Sishwene about her innovative business called the Lazy Magodi. I love that. David Shapiro watching the markets for us today. But first, Dumisang has your business news headlines.
Thanks, Siki. Good evening. Labour unions representing 1.3 million public servants will now negotiate with government on a new mandate to take wage talks forward. This follows a brief deadlock in talks after government refused to agree to the 5.8% sought by public servants. Government negotiators have also been ordered to consult their principals about a maximum offer. Political uncertainty, rising crime and energy constraints have been attributed as factors fueling a decline in business confidence in South Africa. According to Grant Thornton's International Business Report, which covers the first quarter of 2015, optimism in South Africa has plummeted to a record low, having dropped 30% since 2013. CEO Andrew Hannington has highlighted the current energy crisis as the biggest challenge.
Energy crisis in South Africa ranks as the key constraint. Second was exchange rate volatility, no certainty. And the third one, economic uncertainty. South Africa is in a very pessimistic situation compared with the Eurozone, compared with the BRIC companies.
Payments on credit cards, cell phone contracts and personal loans improved in the first quarter of this year. According to TransUnion's Consumer Credit Index, this indicates an improvement in consumer health, but vehicle repayments deteriorated in the same period. And Zimbabwe has, for the first time in a decade, requested financial support from the West. The development emerged at a meeting of Western diplomats and international lenders. Western unions had restricted funding from 2002 over accusations of election rigging and human rights abuses. Financial indicators, the SAWA, the RANDs at 11.97 to the dollar, 18.22 to the pound, 13.56 to the euro. Gold's at $1,189.73 an ounce, platinum at $1,138.62, and Brent crude oil is trading at $68.70 a barrel.